Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today, we're stepping into the intuitive and deeply personal world of tarot, storytelling and self-discovery. I'm joined by the wonderful Liz Dean, an author and professional tarot reader with 25 books to her name, including the global successful The Ultimate Guide to Tarot. With a background in publishing, writing for the BBC and co-editing Kindred Spirit magazine, Liz brings a wealth of knowledge and creativity to her work. She began her professional tarot journey at Psychic Sisters in Selfridges, London, and now reads and teaches internationally. She also has a beautiful new deck, the Heart's Path Tarot, launching in June, which is coming up very soon, everyone. Liz, it's such a pleasure to have you on my show.
Hello. Oh, hi, Janine. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me to come and talk to you, because I love a conversation and I think you do too. So
yeah. I'm a little chatterbox, if I'm being honest. It's funny, listeners, just before we go on, we have a little chat because obviously I don't know you personally. And although I had written the intro for you, I didn't realize 25 books. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's interesting, really, that because it was never a plan. You know, things that you're really called to do, kind of from your heart. You don't think, right, this is my strategy. You know, in 20 years' time, I'm going to have X number of books. It just evolved really organically. And, you know, the best things sometimes are just by happenstance. Yeah. Because my first publisher, I worked with her. And I was assisting, I was doing editorial work. And she said, I really need someone who can write just a beginner's guide to tarot. And she knew that I read cards and I'd read her cards. And so she just said, Liz, why don't you do it? I was like, I just said yes. And that's what happens. You know, when you just say yes to everything, even though you don't really know what you're doing at the time.
Yeah, most entrepreneurs do that. They put the parachute on after.
That's it. You just have to jump and think, okay, well, I need to have this experience. And I absolutely loved it. I mean, I've always worked with words and so it was right up my street. And to write about tarot was extraordinary. And then that was my first little deck. And that's been in print for, I think, nearly 25 years.
Yes.
Have something in print. Yes. And it's just a little beginner's deck. It was started off as The Art of Tarot, and then it was republished as The Magic of Tarot. And then I've been around to friends' houses and I've seen it on the shelf and they said, is that you? And I'm like, well, yes. And I just got it from my daughter and she's 16 and she really wants to get into tarot. So I think it's a lot of people's first decks, which yeah. I love, because I think the more people we can get into this, all these modalities, the more we can kind of spread the word of, you know, you can do these things for yourself. You can learn about yourself. You can learn about others and really learn to stay self-connected as well, you know, and being able to really notice what you notice, particularly if you're a sensitive soul, yeah. as many of us are. And I was when I was going through school, and, you know, you're very kind of aware of other people's emotions. And no one used the word empath then. I mean, that's one of the reasons I created my tarot deck, was, you know, all around the heart and having this empathy that people say, oh, well, don't show your feelings about that. Oh, you're being a bit dramatic. And, you know, I've since met so many other people who have this sensitivity, and it's in all of us, really. It's just whether we choose to work with it and honour it or not, because it's fantastic to be able to sense and feel everything. And that's the great thing about tarot, is that it brings out all those feelings. It gives you a picture to kind of hang all your feelings on. You know, it's just like, that's a hook for this feeling, that's a hook for that situation. And you can get to see everything that's under the surface and put it right in front of you so you can connect with it and yourself. And when you're self-connected, you can create so many things. You know, you can learn to manifest. You can learn to think about abundance. I know some of that's the sort of subject that I know, Janine, you look at in your work as well. How do we create abundance for ourselves and also peacefulness? So, you know, I've always loved writing because you can share that kind of message with people. And when I started, I didn't really know if anyone read the book. I was just so ecstatic to have gone through the process of creating it. I didn't really think about what would happen. And it sold like 250,000 copies.
Wow. Which is,
that was my first, that my little baby book was that many copies. And it's gone all over the world. But you don't do it for that. You just do it because the timing's right and you feel like this is what's right for me and this is an opportunity and I'll say yes. Then you say yes to the next one and then you come up with an idea and you think, oh, that's good. And then it kind of evolves from there.
Yes.
So yeah, 25 and my new deck, Hearts Past Tarot, that will be number 26.
That's amazing. I'm so impressed.
I'd like to say I'm not that old, but, you know, actually I'm 25.
Yeah, one book a month. So I realise also that I've been in the Kindred Spirit magazine. So not only have you published books, you've been an editor.
Yeah.
For Kindred. Wow, I love that magazine. I've always loved it. I know that it's not around. I think it sort of stopped a couple of months ago, didn't it?
We had an editor's lunch and champagne toast last November to toast the last issue. So there was four of us who had all been involved. You know, I was there for 2 years, co-editing with Claire Gilman. Others have been there for longer. So it's very sad to see it go, but you know, it was a wonderful magazine at its time, and that would have been going over 25 years.
Goodness.
As well, and it did definitely influence me. I mean, articles I'd read and had sent me off in directions of my own kind of research, and I think that's what we like, isn't it? You know, if you're interested in one modality like feng shui, you're often interested in crystals because they come into that. Then if you're interested in crystals, that's the gateway drug to tarot, you know. There's so much crossover, isn't there? And I love the magazine because it brought so much of those things together.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Obviously, I didn't know when I was younger. I knew I was intuitive, didn't know what it meant. Grow up, didn't know about that I was an empath. Obviously, now I have to surround myself in animals just to be in the right energy for me.
Yeah.
And they're all rescued from different sources. And people say, they're like a little pride. People say to me, how do they all get on together? But they do. They're my energy and everything. But anyway, this is about tarot. So for our listeners, how did your journey with tarot begin? Let's start at the very beginning.
But another nice bit of synchronicity was that I moved into a house share in my early 20s, and one of my flatmates, who I didn't know, had a deck of cards, and I saw her using them. And I'm like, tarot curious, going, what's that, Linda? What is it? And she's going, well, you know, she had a deck called the Thoth deck, which is quite an esoteric deck. I couldn't work out what the cards meant or anything, but I just felt I wanted to have a go. And so she handed the cards to me and they felt really warm. And just, I thought, yeah. So I just put some cards down and then they just started speaking to me, because the symbols on tarot they're the portals. They open up communication and they speak to your intuition. So because you're looking at pictures, you're not thinking about words. I just intuitively felt this connection with them. And then there weren't any courses to go on. There weren't any places I could really go that I was aware of that I could go and learn. So I just got a book. I got one book by a guy called Alfred Douglas, just called The Tarot, that was published in the 70s. And I went and got myself a deck of cards from Mysteries in Covent Garden in London. Mm. And it was a deck called The Sacred Rose. And I lost the deck in a taxi on the way home. And apparently, yes, that was a sign that the timing wasn't right. I wasn't ready. And so my flatmate said, just wait, you know. I waited about 6 or 7 months. Then I went back to Mysteries. I bought the same deck, didn't lose it in the taxi. And then that was the beginning. And over the years, I actually met the creator of that deck and Alfred Douglas, who'd written the book that guided me through my first kind of tarot journey at the UK Tarot Conference. So Alfred Douglas was real. I was like, is he alive? Is he? And he, you know, I thought he would be living in Los Angeles because the author picture is him with like a kind of moustache and like a 70s head, you know. And I thought he looked so cool. And when I met him, he goes, oh, hi. He goes, yeah, I live in Yorkshire. It's just down the road from me. And I was like, wow. So you can meet your heroes. But that's how I got started. Because someone showed me. So, yeah.
So in my introduction, I said that you were you worked at Psychic Sisters in Selfridges. What was that experience like?
Yeah, well, that came about by another bit of synchronicity because I approached Jane Wallace, who's the founder of Psychic Sisters in Selfridges, if she'd like to do a book with me when I was working in publishing. I thought I'd love to publish Jane's story. So I went to meet her and she said, I think you should come and work with me. And I already had two jobs at the time. I was commissioning in publishing. I was co-editing Kindred Spirit and this. And she goes, Noah, you're ready. So I decided that Jane knew best and she did. Yeah. And again, I said yes. And then I began doing a shift a week. So you would go on for 7 or 8 hours and just read whoever came in. And it was the most magical experience. It was, and I met other people, other readers who were just like me, who were also empaths. And it's amazing, you know, when you find a tribe and you think, ah, and it makes it normal because you're working in a shop. And we were with all the other people working in the shop. So it was, it wasn't like we were tucked away in a corner, you know, like all the weird woman with the crystal ball, you know. Weird is great, by the way, you know, at the back of the shop that's all supposed to be dark and mysterious. Well, this was so upfront, being in Selfridges with crystals everywhere and not very welcoming. I thought this is transformational, really.
Yeah.
This part of your everyday and bringing it out of the shadow. So I think Jane did an amazing job. And in fact, I think they're having their 20th year anniversary this year of being in Selfridges.
Wow. I just never knew that that was there. Well, we're going to have to hold fire for a short while where we listen to our sponsors. When we'll get back, we'll explore how tarot can support emotionally well-being and self-development.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real. But that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, hey. So we're back with Liz Dean. Liz, how can tarot support people emotionally and mentally in today's world?
Do you know, that's a great question because I feel like so much tarot practice is going in that direction. It's not as much now about prediction and people say, I want to know the future. It's like, how do I heal? How do I see what my path could be? What are my options? What are my decisions? So a lot of tarot reading can happen just with you and your deck. There's 78 cards in a deck. There's 56 of them are in 4 suits. So it's like playing cards, but with an extra card. Instead of 13 cards in a suit, you'd have Jack, Queen, King in playing cards. In tarot, you have Jack, Knight, Queen, King. So 14 in each. And then you have 22, what we call major arcana cards, like trump cards. And they tell you the big stories, the big life changes, big shifts in your life. And the 56 minors are more like people and day-to-day things. So you can see your whole world in these cards and read for yourself. And each card, always, there's always a healing message within each card. So you can read the card according to how it feels to you, rather than what you think you should know about it. You can just put the book down, work intuitively, and when you start to trust your intuition, that is one of the kind of foundational kind of blocks of healing for me, when you start to trust yourself again. So rather than think, oh, does this card mean this? Does that mean that? And just look at the colour, look at the image, and it will take you on a little journey, because each tarot card is a little story. So this and it can tell you your story when you look at that card.
Yeah, so this is interesting. So you're saying intuition over interpretation?
Intuition stops over interpreting. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. So we can overthink. If we think, if there's so many cards, how am I supposed to know them all? The way I teach is just to look at it, see how you feel, watch the story in the card, and then you start to be part of that story. And you see parts of your life reflected back at you. And then you learn from that. You can learn from it.
Well, it just makes me want to pick up your card straight away now. I'm not joking. I mean, as an empath, I always sense things anyway. I try to keep it quite quiet. So really, in one way, you're using the different cards as a portal?
Yes, absolutely. It is a portal. Yeah, it's a portal to the soul and the heart. Mm. It's to our true self. And, you know, I think a lot of stress gets in the way for people these days. And a lot of people come to me for readings because they say, I just don't know what to do. Usually my intuition tells me, or my instinct or something tells me what I should do. And I feel really blocked. It's like I can't hear myself. I can't feel my feelings because I'm so, as you said, like overinterpreting, overthinking everything. And we get lost in that, especially like the algorithms that go on today with social media. And, you know, we're getting so fragmented in our attention span. And, you know, when you come back into yourself and you do that through cards, you can be peaceful. You can have time to think about yourself, how you feel, what your options are, what influences are coming towards you and how to meet them. That's really precious time. There's a beautiful saying by Clarissa Pinkez Estes, I think, the woman who wrote Women Who Run With the Wolves. And yeah, it says that when you were, beautiful book, isn't it? It's like, when you are still, then the spirit will find you. But if you're running around and we're being constantly distracted, it can't find you. Spirit, you know, and your own conscious, you know, knowing. We can lose ourselves. This is about reclaiming yourself. And tarot for me has always been the way I've done that.
So it's interesting. So I've had tarot readings not for many, many years, and I'd love to have one with you because I can just tell that you've got the edge on all of it. But if people are coming to you and they're coming with anxiety, but they want to know more about it, how would you talk to these people who are anxious? I know the cards work, yeah, and I know they're actually coming to you for your intuition as well. You know, it's what you are as an empath. Mm-hmm. But people who are listeners, who are listening to this, who've always wanted to, but they have that little bit of anxiousness, if that's the word, what would you say to them?
Yeah, that's another great question, because it comes up a lot. And it's about telling people, explaining that when we're looking at future, we're not looking at destiny set in stone. We have free will, and we're creating our futures through our decisions all the time. So we look at potential outcomes, not set in stone outcomes. So if you continue doing what you're doing, or things continue in this direction, it's likely that this is an outcome. But you can change that, because there's always a decision point. If you don't like that outcome, now is the opportunity to go, well, maybe I could do it a different way. And often people come for readings because they know they're on the cusp of something.
Yes.
And they want to pull back and just kind of take it apart and say, hang on, before I go helter-skelter into this, what's really going on? It gives you that space to take back your own power. And I also explain that, you know, we've got two cards in the tarot that everyone's, you know, everyone worries about these, right? So it's the death card, let's yeah. just say it, number 13. And then you have, well, there's a couple, there's the devil card, number 15. And then you have the tower, number 16. But you know what? I love it when those cards come up because they mean change. Death is never physical death. It's transition. And it's being able to let go of something. And often it's a huge relief for people when I explain that. And they go, oh, so we don't have to keep trying to make that work. It's like, no, you're kind of done with that. You know, with the devil, it's saying, look, you're in some kind of entrapment here. It's an agreement. Sometimes it comes up for exes and agreements with children. It can come up about debt. It can just come up like you're feeling like overwhelmed and disempowered. It's like, no, you can be free. The whole message of the card is it's our thoughts that often trap us.
Mm.
It's not the reality, and you can be free. And the tower is just like, wait, it's called an act of God, this card. It's like, you know what? Whatever we do, sometimes the universe is just going to go, okay, you're going to have to move house, or this is going to have to end, or this company is going to have to go bankrupt, or these things have to happen because what's been built can't survive any longer. And from that, you can completely rebuild. But also it's a card of awakening. It can be internal. It's like if any of your listeners have had like spiritual awakenings, the tower can say it's the bolt of lightning, that flash of awareness of literal enlightenment mm-hmm. that's coming. And that means other things will fall away. So I think when people understand that there's nothing to be frightened of coming up, you know, because in movies we see it, don't we? It's like good card, the devil, and the dramatic music, and it's all really terrible. And then something awful happens to that person who's like, no. So I think it's just kind of busting a few myths, really. And then when people relax, it's just like, it's okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I do Chinese astrology readings and, you know, things come up and people are like, oh, my goodness. Because, no, it's absolutely fine. You know, you've come at the right time. And this is what you can do. This is what you can do. But going back to you. Okay, so I have my favourite Chinese animal, right?
Yeah.
What is your favourite tarot card?
The High Priestess.
Right. Because?
Well, she's the walker between worlds. You know, she is so many of us. So she's the intuitive, the psychic, the diviner, the wise woman.
Right.
So it describes so much of what we do. When she comes up in a reading, it's often saying, hey, your intuition is really getting powerful here. What is this telling you? Yeah.
Right.
I love her. And she, in the card, she guards the temple. It's kind of like a forest temple. So she is a keeper of the gateway between, you know, the living and the dead, and earth and the spirit realms. So she's someone who has to mediate two worlds, which is so many of us. Mm-hmm. If you're an empath and you have your spiritual practice, but we're all living in the world at the same time. We all have to eat and work and
yeah.
I get it. Like we're normal, you know.
I know. So stay with us, listeners. After we hear from our sponsors, we'll talk about Liz's new tarot deck and how you can begin your own tarot journey with her. So speak to you on the other side.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach. Here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, hey. So we're back. So Liz, tell us about your new deck, the Heart's Path Tarot. What inspired it?
Oh, I'm so excited that this is happening. It's published on June the 23rd this year. And the Heart's Path for me is partly my story about having to learn to follow my heart and honour my sensitivity. But it's also very much because this is what we need now. We need to be more heart-centred to be able to balance what else is going on out there. Mm. So these are gentle cards. They're very much based on nature, animals and the forest. It's like a kind of sacred, enchanted space or world that I feel I've created with this wonderful artist, Kat Fedora. So all the cards are set in nature, and that connects us with the elements, and each of the cards has an associated element. So it's air, fire, earth, water. And that kind of helps us understand the meaning of the card. So I like the feeling of being connected elementally. You know, when I go out in nature and I commune with trees, and I've wanted to really bring that feel into this deck so that we can get into our hearts when we're reading it. It's a very gentle but powerful kind of deck. And it's the colours are just stunning, absolutely beautiful.
You obviously was a love of writing this. It's obviously quite a powerful thing for you. So I just a question, is this are my listeners able to pre-order this?
Yes, you can pre-order it now. It's pre-order on Amazon.
Good. I'll find the link for that. So I'm going to ask this question off my sheet of paper, so it may sound a bit questiony, like I'm reading it, because I am. What makes this deck more unique compared to your previous work? And the question also is, who is the deck designed for, beginners, experienced readers, or both? There's two questions in one there, really.
Well, let's do the second question first.
Good.
For me, I think it'd be a great beginner's deck because it's very open and gentle. There's not a lot of heavy kind of esoteric symbolism in it, so I feel it's really accessible. But for anyone who's already very well versed in tarot, I feel like this is going to give like another dimension. This is offering something that really is kind of my perspective on, you know, how I've worked with the cards and what I see in them. And it's the first time, this is answering the first question, I've really shared my own story.
Mm-hmm.
Previous decks I've done, say Game of Thrones, that was very much a themed deck.
Yeah.
And that was another experience working with them, you know, the publisher via HBO. And we had a very different approach there. You're not putting yourself in it in the same way. You're trying to do justice to the art, you know, to the series. But for this, I felt like I was given an opportunity to really open up my heart about my journey and to be able to create something that I just want other people to be able to walk into and understand the meaning really intuitively. That's what I really want, you know, that the outcome to be for this.
So I am a Reiki teacher master.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're talking about this book, it's like all my hands are tingling, listeners. So this must have quite a lot of magic behind it, just so you know, listeners, because I can really feel this. So I'm definitely going to pre-order it.
Yeah, it's
so,
got a magical feel without doubt.
That's how it feels, yeah. So how can someone start reading tarot for themselves in a simple, accessible way? I think when I was doing my history on you, that you run courses.
I do, yes. So they can join courses. All my courses, I run sort of beginners, beginner plus, intermediate, and I'm just doing intermediate plus at the moment. So they can join me for a course, or just, you know, get the deck and just pull a card. That's, you know, if you're a beginner, just pull a card, and then I hold it to my heart.
Yeah.
And then just open your eyes and see what the message is, see what it's telling you. Of course, there's a guidebook with it, so you can look it up. But I really try to encourage people to go to the guidebook when you're not reading, because tarot learning is in one space, that's in the head space. Tarot reading is in the present, which is in the heart, you know. So it's you don't want to distract yourself by going to the book, just see how you feel. I actually drew a card for you, Janine, before we connected this
morning. I was going to ask, did you?
So I thought you might ask me to pull a card, but I thought, well, I can do that as well, so we can do it in the moment. But I pulled this beautiful card for you, which is Three of Wands. And it's a woman in a boat, and she has fruit and these lovely kind of fruits of harvest with her. She has apples and pumpkins and there's sunflower seeds. And she's sailing the boat through a portal made of three wands, hence the card Three of Wands. And through that portal, you can see these magical mountains. So this card is all about your growth and the vision. You have a vision for more that you want to create. And you're sailing, you're right at the edge of it now. The prow of the boat is just about to go through the magical portal of three wands.
This is so spooky.
And she's doing it herself, right? She's got everything she needs. They're saying you've got all the resources that you need. You can see the sun behind these beautiful, oh, I love the way Kat has illustrated these trees. They're all sort of watercolour and really gorgeous. And you've got a rising sun behind, saying this is just the beginning of this new phase.
So she doesn't know this, listeners, but my new book comes out, Manifesting Your Way to Abundance, in May. But I decided, because I am that entrepreneur, to start my own publishing company called Alley Cat House. And I have been really nervous. I've gone with it, like most entrepreneurs, and thought and used my intuition, even by choosing the name. So what Liz has done is actually confirmed to me, because I'm just entering it. I've got all the groundings underneath and I'm just about to enter into the whole thing in May. So so that's how powerful Liz's cards are. That's amazing. It's funny talking to you, and we've only got like 5 minutes left, but it feels to me, the way you're talking, that you're teaching people intuition.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, I'd have one part of my course, one workshop, which is purely about intuition, where we don't use tarot cards at all.
Yeah.
So we interpret pattern and we look at individual symbols and we interpret them for each other. Because that's the thing, once you learn to develop your intuition, because we all have it, and you can trust it, you can apply it to anything. You can go and read a field. You know, I've actually done it with pizza. You know, after three of us had gone out for pizza and thought, let's for fun look at the plates. And of course, somebody's got their knife and fork neatly together. Somebody else had like loads of leftovers and crust scattered. So I interpreted the pizza crust and we called it fate on a plate, which is really funny. Because you can use it everywhere. And also, you know, it's for your own knowing. Is this right for me? Should I do this? Is this person good energy for me? You know, the more you work with your intuition, the more you can kind of just have such great experiences in your life and potentially avoid things that are not right for you. So always looking for like, where's the growth? What do I need? And you can learn to feel it more in your body through practice and through using cards. It's like working a muscle. It's like going to the gym, but it's like intuition gym.
I know. It's funny, isn't it? Because when I was younger and was intuitive, you've got to imagine that was quite many years ago, my mum used to like send me to my room, you know, I'd say, oh, there's someone at the front door. And they hadn't even rung the bell. Yeah. And then there was someone and she just couldn't handle it. And my listeners know I was sent to my grandmother's a lot. And then when it came in that you could be an empath and understood it more, that's why I went into Feng Shui, because it was in front of me. It was like going for front of people. But going back to your cards, one of the things I wanted to say is, what other sort of cards have you done? Have you written other books? I saw it says 25. Yes. Is there anything else that you would direct our listeners to?
Yeah, it's The Ultimate Guide to Tarot. That's my another like big bestseller, which has become a real kind of staple for tarot teaching. And that's a big book, fully colour illustrated, because, you know, I like everything to be in colour and very illustrated, because if you like tarot, we respond to image.
Yeah.
And that book is a great kind of thorough guide to every single tarot card and all the things that go with it, the esoteric overlays like Kabbalah, Hebrew letters and astrology. It brings it all together in one volume, and you get little bits about the history of the card as well. And then you get a reading, so, you know, a spread for all the major arcana cards, and then another bunch of spreads, because it's lovely to be able to learn these ways of laying down cards. And, you know, the simplest ones, past, present, future, lay a card to the left, one to the centre, one to the right. That's what we all begin with. So you can develop your knowledge of spreads. And I've had so much amazing feedback from people from that book. And it's been on Amazon for quite a long time. It's published by Fair Winds, which is Quarto in the US. And that has like over 6,000 reviews of an average of 5-star on Amazon. And I never knew that would go that way. And it sold a lot of copies. And I just did it. I just did it to the best of my ability, the way I felt guided to do it. And then that's what happened. I think it's this thing about, you know, you create something and then you let it go. And I think when you do a tarot reading, you get completely in this sacred present when you're reading. You're not thinking about what you're supposed to do. You're not thinking about the past. Tarot brings you into this sort of mindful present. What is, am I seeing in this moment? And that's what you need. That's what's so empowering. And I think you just create things in the moment. You have your reading. You take a photo of your cards, then you let it go. Create it and let it go and let new energy come in.
Yeah.
That guidance is kind of within you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you're talking to me 100%. So as we come to the end of this lovely chat, I don't want it to end. Where can people find you? I know you said the book's on Amazon. Have you got a website or Instagram?
Yeah. I've got lizdean.info, which is my website. And then it's lizdeantarot on Instagram.
Brilliant. So Liz, thank you. This has been a fascinating and inspiring conversation. It has been lovely to listen to your wisdom about empaths and how you can help people with their intuition. It's clear that tarot is so much more than prediction. It's a powerful tool for reflection, clarity and connection. Liz's new deck, The Heart Path Tarot, will be released in June 2026, but it is on pre-order now. So, and it's available on Amazon. Definitely one to look out for. Thank you, Liz, for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.